And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer who the Washington Post called the poet laureate of sour alleys and dark bars of racetracks and long shots, Charles Bukowski, born in Andernach, Germany, in 1920. He grew up in Los Angeles, had a rough childhood. Father had a violent temper, used to beat the boy. Bukowski was 13 when a friend gave him his first drink of alcohol, and Bukowski said, "This is going to help me for a very long time." Published his first story when he was 24, a story called Aftermath of a Lengthy Rejection Slip. And the rejection slip in the story reads, "Dear Mr. Bukowski," again, this is a conglomeration of extremely good stuff and other stuff, so full of idolized prostitutes, morning after vomiting scenes, misanthropy, praise for suicide, etc., that it is not quite for a magazine of any circulation at all. This is, however, pretty much a saga of a certain type of person, and in it I think you've done an honest job. Possibly we will print you sometime, but I don't know exactly when. That depends on you. Charles Bukowski worked at odd jobs, pickle factory, dog biscuit factory, slaughterhouse, post office, and then when he was 35, he started writing poetry. His great patron was John Martin, the publisher of Black Sparrow Press, who loved Bukowski's work and started Black Sparrow with the sole aim of publishing anything Bukowski wrote. It's the birthday of Catherine Coburn, born London, 1679. She was the daughter of a sea captain who died of the plague when she was 4. Family struggled to get by. She was precocious, taught herself to read and write at an early age, came out with her first novel at the age of 14, entitled Adventures of a Young Lady, published anonymously, wrote her first play when she was just 16, wrote her first philosophical essay, The Defense of Mr. Locke's Essay of Human Understanding, and John Locke was so impressed that he sent her money. It was on this day, 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon Territory in Canada, and the Klondike Gold Rush was on. 3 miners found the gold in Rabbit Creek near Dawson. Word spread among the locals. People came in to stake claims. But it took a long time for the news to reach Seattle and San Francisco. It took almost a year. But when it did, 100,000 people set off for the Yukon to try to make their fortunes. A few thousand of them struck it rich, and the rest got nothing. Famous photographs of long lines of prospectors and their pack animals trekking over the snowy mountains, all of them heavy laden because Canada required anyone coming in to bring a year's supply of provisions. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski entitled All That. The only things I remember about New York City in the summer are the fire escapes and how the people go out on the fire escapes in the evening when the sun is setting on the other side of the buildings, and some stretch out and sleep there while others sit quietly where it's cool. And on many of the windowsills sit pots of geraniums or planters filled with red geraniums, and the half-dressed people rest there on the fire escapes, and there are red geraniums everywhere. This is really something to see rather than to talk about. It's like a great, colorful, and surprising painting, not hanging anywhere else. Charles Bukowski's poem All That, from Open All Night, published by Black Sparrow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work. Keep in touch.